the God of heaven, give all the honor. Yeah. We look to Yahweh, Yahweh. It's our hope is Yahweh, Yahweh.
Continue our series as we get close to drawing this series to a close on who is the Father. And now we know that this is the closing of a Trinity series that we've been doing for quite some time. We did a series on who is the Holy Spirit as we talked about the role of the Holy Spirit in our life. We know that the Holy Spirit has all kinds of gifts for us, and we don't have to fear them as a church, right? We should never fear any gift that the Holy Spirit has for us. And we went through the many gifts of the Spirit that God has for us. If you missed any of those messages, I just really encourage you, go back online at mydestinychurch.com. Pick up, especially the Holy Spirit series. We explained the Holy Spirit. We talked about the giftings of the Holy Spirit. We talked about whether or not tongues is for today or not, and how to use those gifts that the Holy Spirit has for us. Go back and look at all those messages on the Holy Spirit. I believe that God wants us to not be afraid of any gift, but to embrace them and to flow in them. We made a habit during that series of saying, "Good morning, Holy Spirit. Let's roll." Remember us talking that way quite a bit, and that's something, don't get out of the habit of getting up in the morning and saying, "Good morning, Holy Spirit. Let's roll." Because the Holy Spirit is walking with us. He said there's many things He still yet wants to teach us, and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us daily into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the things that He has for us. And so if you want to know more about walking in the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, I really encourage you, go back and listen to those messages if you missed any of those. Then we went from the Holy Spirit into who is the Son, and we talked about the relationship that the Son, Jesus, has in our life. Yes, He died on the cross for us, but we know now that we have an advocate from the Father who understands us, and that the Son really does understand us, and there's no temptation that He has not understand in our life. There's nothing that we do that He does not understand and have sympathy in our life. He understands what we're going through. You got a messed up family? He understands. You ever been rejected and hurt? He understands. You ever gone through physical pain? He understands. You ever had to work hard and work your own business? He understands these things in our life. And so this changes the way we pray to Him, because we know that He understands where we've been and where we're going. And now we're talking about who is the Father. And this today we're going to talk about the thought, the Father is Abba. Not Abba, but Abba. Some of you 70s girls are already back here going, "Dancing Queen." And you already got the Dancing Queen going through your mind right now. This is not Abba, it's Abba, Abba, Abba Father, which simply translates to the word Daddy, Daddy Father. And so I believe this message today is probably the most simplistic of all the messages I've preached as far as theology, its content. It's very simple to understand as we dissect it and look at it, but it's probably the most complex when it comes to application. The most complex when it comes to application and how we translate it to our life. You see, because many of us here, when we talk about fathers, we automatically have a hard time bringing in our Father into the Heavenly Father, because we have a lot of baggage with our earthly father. It was the comedian Louis Anderson who wrote a book, Dear Dad, and he wrote a comedic look at his life with an abusive father. And he tried to write it in his own comedic way, but it was really more of a journal of healing, because he went through such an abusive time with his dad. You know, and as I think about it, really, every generation, not just this generation today, but every generation has had the same underlying theme, where there's always been some problems with the relationship between the father and children. You see the songs of the generation, go back and look at the different songs of each generation, and you'll see songs standing out where people are writing about their love for the Father and wanting that love for the Father. There was a group a few years back called Everclear that wrote a song, and they talked about this in their song. They said, "Daddy, you gave me a last name, but you just left me. You gave me a last name and just left me." You know, we go back even further than that to The Cats in the Cradles and The Silver Spoon and Little Boy Blue and The Man in the Moon. You remember all this day? Yeah, that song going back, or even further, talking about, "Dad, when are you coming home?" You know, there's every generation has got anthems of talking about, you know, their dad and their missing their relationship with the father. Because at the core of every one of us, at the core of everybody in this room, we all long to be affirmed by our Father. I don't care what age you are. I don't care if you're male, female, if you had a great dad or you had an absent dad or you had a beautiful. Everybody here, every one of us long to be affirmed by our Father. It's something within us trying to connect. At the core, we want to connect, be affirmed by the dad. I've watched interviews with millionaires and even those who are close to being billionaires. And these men are 55, 60, 65 years old. And the interviewer will ask them, say, what really drives you to keep making money? Why you get all the money you could ever, ever hope for? And, you know, why would you want to keep working at your age and keep trying to make more money? And I heard these guys say out of their own mouth, you know what, I'm still trying to chase after my dad. I'm still trying to please my dad. I'm still trying to prove that I'm worthy of my dad's love. And their dad's long gone dead. And many of them hadn't even met their father, but something in them was driving them to overachieve, to overachieve, to overachieve, because they're looking for the affirmation that their father never gave them. It drives us, this longing for affirmation from the father. There's a show called The Locator, where the professional locator helps families get together who have lost people. Sometimes it's people who have been adopted out or people who never knew their father or mother, helps connect them and reunite them. And so I was watching this one particular show a couple years ago, and a professional football player was on there. He played football. He was an offensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens. And when they went to his home to interview him, in his driveway, he was showing off all the hundreds of thousands of dollars of sports cars in his driveway, in his garage. He had a couple of nice top-of-the-line Harleys. He had the best SUVs that money could buy. Walked into his multi-million-dollar home. He was sitting on the couch next to his trophy wife. And this 6'6", 320-pound man bawled like a baby. And he said, you know what? As a locator asked him, why are you trying to reach out to your dad? He said, you know what? He said, I played football in hopes if I was good enough, my dad would try to find me. So in high school, I became the best I could be. I became an All-American, and my dad never showed up. When I went on scholarship in college, I became an All-American in college. And my dad never showed up, and I became drafted in the NFL, and now I'm playing for the Ravens. And my hope today is still this one thing, that I've done all this all my life. I've worked hard all my life just hoping my dad would show up and say he's proud of me. Man, balling like a baby. Had everything else he wanted in the world, but he was still looking for the affirmation from his father. Because the core of who we are, all of us are looking for this affirmation from the father. Author John Eldridge, in the book Sacred Romance, he says this. He says, all men ask these questions. Am I adequate? And do I have what it takes? That's what we're asking our dad. Dad, am I adequate? Am I all right? Am I the man I should be? And do I have what it takes to be the man? It says that all women are asking these questions. Am I beautiful? Do you want me? And am I desirable? It doesn't matter who we are. We're all looking for that affirmation that comes from our father. And mothers, there's nothing wrong with the love of the mother. The mothers bring us nurturing love, and they nurture us, and they bring us that nurturing love they have. But we look from our mothers for nurturing, but we look for our fathers for affirmation. It's just natural what we do. We look for fathers for affirmation. Until we can carry over our views of our father and how we perceive and receive our heavenly father on according to how we perceive our earthly father. We carry over many times. They've done a study of leaders, and they were studying out the leaders of the atheist movement, those who did not believe in Jesus and pronounced there is no God. And they studied all these top leaders in this organization. They said that every single one of them, they could trace back that every single one of them did not have a good relationship with their father. Many of them didn't know who their father was, or the father abandoned them, or was abusive to them. Every single one of them. So no wonder that when they grew up, their viewpoint was, how can I be an earthly father that loves me? How can I be a heavenly father that loves me when my earthly father abandoned me? And they have a hard time translating. And so let's just be really honest. We, even though we may be Christians here today, we can limit the role of the father in our life with the views and the scars that we're carrying around about our relationship with our own dad. So many of you here, you've had a great relationship with your father. Some of you here didn't have a good relationship. Some of you didn't even have no relationship with your father. It doesn't make a difference who you are. every one of us have certain perceived things that are spilling over into our relationship with our Heavenly Father that have come out of our relationship with our earthly father. And so today, I believe, as we study out about Abba Father, that God is wanting to bring healing in these areas. We grow up identifying God and how he is. So if our earthly father was bad, we see a heavenly father is bad. If we see our earthly father is unstable, then our heavenly father, he's unstable. If our earthly father was passive, then we see God as passive. If our earthly father was never there, then how could God be omnipresent everywhere when our earthly father wasn't even there? If our earthly father didn't care for us, then how can we see God who always cares for us? We have a hard time translating this because of the baggage of the things we carry along from our father. So let me ask you this question. I want you to answer it. In your mind, I want you to answer this question. My father never gave me what? Blank. My father never gave me what? In your mind, I want you to answer that question. And then now I want you to ask yourself, am I taking this thing that my father never gave me, and am I turning it around now and using it against my Heavenly Father? Am I blaming him for this? Am I holding this against my Heavenly Father? Let's look at the scripture here. I love this scripture in Psalms 27:10. Though my father and my mother, what? They forsake me. They abandon me. What happens? The Lord will receive. The Lord, what? Will receive me. The Lord receives me. See, in our heart and in our spirit, we got to realize God is wanting to receive us. How do you receive something? You got to put your hands out. You got to reach out. And you got to embrace it. God looks at us. He reaches out and receives us. He grabs us. He embraces us with his love and is wanting to bring us in to his family. He's wanting to be Abba Father in our life. He's wanting to show us the embrace of a father. He's wanting to receive it. Even though your earthly parents, your earthly father may have abandoned you, may not have been present the way he should have, it says your heavenly father will receive you and I. This is the promise we have. Look what Romans says in 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. But what have we received? You have received the spirit of what? Adoption. Let's say it again. The spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. See, this is what I want you to understand, is that we are walking, as Christians, we are walking in the spirit of adoption. And you got to realize, when this was written back in this time, in the Roman times, that adoption was a big thing, because adoption really had a lot of weight behind it. And what would happen is this, that when the father died in those days, that the debt of the father was passed on to the children. And so if your father had a big debt and he died, you were responsible for carrying the debt of your father. Whether or not you made it or not, just because your family name, he was your dad, you were responsible legally to carry the weight and the debt of your father. But if you were adopted, the adopted would happen, they would adopt you and your debt was canceled out. Your debt was canceled out and you were able to walk in the new blessing of the new father. Some of you are going to get this in your heart and spirit today, and it's going to set you free right now. Listen, God says by the Holy Spirit as Christians that he is passing on to you and to me a spirit of adoption, canceling out the debt of the natural father. Some of you have been carrying around a debt of your father not being there. Maybe he was there but absent, not giving you the affirmation you needed, not telling you he's proud of you, not telling you that you ever achieved anything, and you've been carrying this weight, this debt that's been chaining you down and bringing you down. You've been searching for it in relationship after relationship, in job after job. You've been looking for this affirmation that you, from your father that you never got, and it pushes you to drive to always get it, and you're not getting anywhere with it. Today, the Holy Spirit is wanting to set you free in your mind, knowing that you have been brought in to the spirit of adoption. The debt of the father, of a natural father, is being canceled, and we're going to walk in the blessing of a heavenly father, which says this, that I love you this much. I put my hands across the cross and I was nailed to a cross because I loved you this much. I affirm you. I empower you. I redeem you. I heal your broken heart. I strengthen you. I cast aside all fear and I bring strength and peace to your life. It's the affirmation of the Father. It's the adoption spirit that we have. But if we're not careful, we will never walk in it because we hold God back at a distance because we cannot see him because of what our earthly father has done. And today, I believe, as we talk about this Abba Father, that the spirit of our natural father, whether it's good or bad, I know there's not every father's bad, but man, all of us have things in our life, even good fathers maybe, that we are holding God hostage to. And today, the spirit of adoption wants to come and erase out that debt. And he's wanting you to see him not only as God the Father, but God as Abba Father, your spiritual dad, who will never leave you or forsake you, who will strengthen you, who is close as the mention of his name, who was there to walk and guide you, empower you, and to affirm you daily. Look what it says. The Spirit himself, go back, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. This is another reason why it's important that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. This is why it's important we're filled with the Holy Spirit. Those who walk in the filling of the Spirit will affirm in you that you are children of the Most High. When you're walking without the Holy Spirit, you're missing this missing link. But when you're walking in the power and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, it will confirm in you and affirm in you that God is your Father. And he is pleased with you. And he is empowering you. And he is healing you. Today we know this. Let's go to 1 John. How great is the love of the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And this is what we are. Don't you love that word, lavished? He lavished on us. He lavished on us the love of the Father. As parents, we can do many things. Do you realize as parents that you can write your children out of your will? Do you know that? If your child, when you get older, and they don't take care of you the way they should, you can say, you know what? I'm leaving all the money to the dog. You can write him out of your will if you want to. I took care of you all this time, raised you, gave you all that money. Right, Landon? Yeah. Take care of you, went to all your practices and games, clothed you and back to school stuff. When I got old, if you're not taking care of me, bah! I can write you out of my will if I want. But you know what you can't do? If you have an adopted child, you are never allowed to write that person out of your will. Come on, the blessing of the Father, the adoption spirit is this, that God's blessing is for you. And he's not going to cancel that blessing in our life. He is not going to stop the blessing. He wants to show us. He wants to give to us and affirm in us the blessing of the Father. You see, the whole Old Testament cries out. The overview of God is this, that God is holy. He is righteous. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. He's omni. But the screaming theme out of the New Testament is this, that God longs to be our Father. He longs to be the Abba Father in our life, who loves us, who redeems us, who heals us, who affirms us. He wants to lavish his love on us. The earthly Father remembers when you broke the lamp when you was in first grade. The earthly father remembers the hole you burned in the carpet when you're in fifth grade. The earthly father remembers when you wrecked his car when you were 16. He may forgive you, but he remembers, so still has it there. But see, this is the awesome thing about our Father. It says that he chooses to delete that memory. He chooses to delete all of our sins. He says, I cast them afar away from you as the east is from the west. See, we can't even comprehend his love for us. He doesn't hold things over us. He's not holding our past over us, but he's calling us to a greater future. And he's wanting to lavish on us the love of the Father for those who will walk with him, for those who say, God, I want to develop this relationship with the Abba Father. It's an awesome relationship that he's calling us to. He's wanting to set us free. Today, as we get ready to close, I want to tell you this story in Luke chapter 15. It's a story about the prodigal son. It's an awesome story. I know many of you have heard it before. I'm not going to talk a long time about it today, but Jesus, when he taught his disciples and was teaching people, he often taught in stories so we could understand. That's why he's the greatest teacher to ever live, because he could relate to us in stories. And he was teaching about the relationship of the Father, the Heavenly Father, to us. And he told the story of a prodigal son, that one day a rich man who's very wealthy, his young son came to him and said, "Dad, I don't want to wait for you to die. I want my inheritance now. It's my money and I want it now." That's what he was saying. That's where they got that commercial from. "It's my money and I want it now." And so he was screaming out, "Dad, I want my inheritance now. I don't want to wait on it." And so his dad gave it to him, and it says that he went out, began to live a prodigal life, partying it up, drugs, alcohol, and women, and just spent all of his money, partied up. He had many friends, but after all of his money was spent and wasted, that a severe famine came upon the land, and he'd partied through all of his money, wasted all of his money. All of his so-called friends left him. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, he was a post-popular guy. Then when he lost his money, they all left him. And so he's abandoned, without no friends, in a famine time, without no money. Finally, he talks to a pig farmer and saying, "Hey, can I work for you?" He goes, "I'll feed your pigs if you'll at least just let me eat what the pigs eat." And so that was his job. He fed the pigs, and he got to eat the slop that the pigs were being fed. And it says that one day he came to himself. And he was like, "Man, I am living as low as can be." He goes, "Even the servants at my dad's home are eating much better than this. I'm living much better than this." He goes, I know my dad. If I go to my dad and say, "Dad, if you forgive me, can I at least come back and just work as one of your servants? No longer to be called your son. I know I disgraced the family name. I know I blew my inheritance. I know I shamed you, Father. But can I please come back and just work as a servant? So I can at least live in the servant quarters. Can I at least eat with the servants?" And so as he practiced this speech, he was walking home and heading home. And it says right here, let's pick it up in Luke 15, 20. "So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long, long ways off, it says his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. It says he ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him." This is huge, because here Jesus is painting the picture of how the Father sees you and I. It says that while he was still a long ways off, that the Father was looking for him. That means that Abba Father is still today looking out with us, waiting for us to come to him. He's not waiting for us to come and say, "Dad, I blew it." No, he's just waiting for us to start heading home. See, sometimes we think we got to get all of our stuff together. "I will, Pastor, when I get my junk together and I stop this and do this, then I'll come back." No, you come as you are. You come as you are and say, "God, I need you. God, I just want to come home. I want to come back to a relationship with the Father." It says the Father saw him from a long ways off and he ran to him. And I want you to picture this, the Father running to him. This is a huge thing, because where in Scripture do you ever find God in a hurry? Nowhere else. Ask Moses about God being in a hurry. That 40 years in the desert thing was a long time, wasn't it? God, it's kind of hot out here. We're circling this desert for 40 years. God's like, "Yeah, take your time. That's all right. I got a plan." Ask Abraham about God being in a hurry. "God, you promised me a son. Certain things I have a problem with, Pastor. You know what I'm talking about, Pastor. I'm past 100 years of age. God, you promised." God's like, "It's going to happen, don't worry." Ask Joseph about God's plan. Was he in a hurry to get him out of the pit and out of the prison? Now, he spent a long time there. Never in Scripture do we ever see God in a hurry about anything. He's got a plan, and he's fulfilling it. He's testing us. But we see in Scripture this one time where God ran. What moves God in a hurry? It's you and I. His relationship as Abba Father, when he sees us, he runs to us. He wraps his arms around us and he embraces us. He says, "My child is home. we move the heart of God. He'll run to you today. He wants to let you know that, you know what? Your earthly father may have made some mistakes, but your heavenly father is there to bring us in to the spirit of adoption. He wants to lavish on us the relationship of Abba Father. Abba Father. We're going to listen to this song. It's an old song today. It's an old classic song, but I believe it. It's such a great song of painting the picture of our relationship and how the Father sees us. Let's listen to this song today.
I feel the presence of the Lord moving still. There's a song that we sang many years ago. I don't even know, where did you find this song?
Well, this song actually was recorded many years ago by a young man named Benny Hester. And I begged these guys to do this song for two or three albums. And like knuckleheads, they wouldn't listen to me. But this song has a tremendous, powerful message. And I've known people that thought somehow they had walked beyond God's grace. It's a wonderful thing to know that He reaches us no matter where we go, and His love reaches for us. His hand is extended. And I want you to listen to the words of this song tonight. If you maybe walked into this building and feel a long ways from your Heavenly Father.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw Him run was when He ran to me. He took me in His arms, held my head to His chest, said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in His voice. He said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when God ran. The day I left home, I knew I'd broken His heart, and I wondered then if things could ever be the same. Then one night, I remembered His love for me, and so down the dusty road ahead I could see it was the only time. It was the only time I ever saw Him run. And then He ran to me. He took me in His arms, held my head to His chest, and said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes with forgiveness in His voice. I felt His sigh. Do you know I still love You? Caught me by surprise,
yes you did,
and He brought me to my knees when God ran. I saw Him run to me. I was so ashamed, all alone, and so far away. But now I know He's
chest and said, my son's come home again. Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, I felt his love for me again. He ran to me, he clutched me in his arms, held my head to his chest and said, my son's come home again. Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, son. He called me son. He said, son, do you know I still love you? He ran to me.
I want you to reach over right now to the person who's next to you, and I want you to take them by the hand, if you could do that. Because the three of us are pastors and ministers, and we recognize when the Holy Spirit is moving in an audience. And in an audience of this size, we know that there are people here, that that song was just for you.
As we bow our heads today, I want to just ask you just to close your eyes. Before we go any further, I want to make sure there's people here I know that you need to accept Jesus Christ. You need to run home to him today, as the song talked about. You say, Pastor, I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Or maybe you prayed that prayer a long time ago, and today you say, Pastor, I want to come back and live for God. I haven't lived for him in a long, long time, and today I want to come back and renew that commitment. Nobody's looking but me, but can you just raise your hand and say, it's me, Pastor. I want to accept Jesus Christ. I want to embarrass you in one way, but I'm going to give you a chance. Thank you. Anybody else want to raise your hand? Say, it's me. Raise it high where I can see it. Thank you. Anybody else today? Say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm going to ask you one more time to raise your hand. If you haven't raised it yet, raise it right now. Let me see you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to say this prayer together as Christians. We're going to say it out loud with you, especially those who raised your hands today. Repeat after me. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I give you every area of my life. I accept the love of the Father today. I confess your Son, Jesus, as the Messiah. From this day forward, I will live for you. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or you renewed your commitment to God, we say, welcome back, man. Welcome to the family, God. Before you leave today, please stop by the back and receive a free Bible and some other information that tells you what you need to do next in your journey. This is just the beginning. It's not the ending. The beginning of a new journey. And if you don't get surrounded by people who will support you in your new journey, you're going to be in trouble. So you need to be around people who are going to support you. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you here. We can get involved with people who are going to lift you up and pray for you and just talk to you, encourage you. If you have a church home, go back and tell one of your pastors, hey, I gave my heart to Jesus. And I want your support. How many today say, Pastor, I want to walk in the fellowship of Abba Father? I want to get past any hang-ups. I want to get past any place I've been with my own spiritual father. And today, I want to walk in the spirit of adoption. And I'm declaring that my spirit today, I'm going to walk in that spirit of adoption. I'm going to walk in the blessing of Abba Father. If that's you, I want you just to stand in that agreement today. Say, it's me, Pastor. I'm ready to stand in that blessing of Abba Father. I want to walk in the blessing of my spiritual father. I'm going to quit limiting him according to my earthly father. And I'm going to allow the blessing of my heavenly father to flow. Today, we're going to close with a song that simply says, I'm deeply in love with you, and I want you to allow the love of your Abba Father to come out of you as you express your love for him. I want you to feel his love coming for you. I'm going to pray for you in just a few minutes, but first, let's sing a song.
In my life, you've heard me say, I love you. both so strong. You need to know this song. We pour our praises on our Heavenly Father and say, I'm deeply in love with you. But did you know that he's deeply in love with you as well? He says to you, you've stolen my heart, my baby, my child, my son, my daughter. You've stolen my heart and I'm captivated by you. And never, never will you and I part. This is what God says to us. I'm falling deeply in love with you, my child, my son, my daughter. So when we sing this, I just feel so strongly that some of you need to know your Abba Father, he deeply loves you so deeply to his core. You are not just another person to him. You are not just another face. You're his child. You're his love. And the love of the Father, you can never out escape it or do anything to come out from underneath his love. So I just feel so strongly that would you just soften your heart to him today? And just as you say, God, I'm falling deeply in love with you, will you just know that he is falling deeply in love with you? He's your father and you are his son. You are his daughter. In my life, you've heard me say I love you. How do I show you it's true? And my heart, it longs for more of you. 'Cause I'm falling deeply in love with you. You have stolen my heart. I'm captivated by you. Never will you and I part. 'Cause I'm falling deeply in love with deeply in love with you.
as you raise your hands this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord, that your word says that better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. And so today, Father, in one day, Lord, you can begin, Lord, to heal, Lord, the broken places. God, today, right now, in this service, God, I believe that you're healing the broken parts of our heart. Lord, you're healing the damaged parts of our heart that, God, have kept us separated from the love of the Father. And God, right now, I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that, God, you are releasing, Lord, your healing power from our mind to our heart to our spirit. That, God, you're releasing in us, God, you're releasing in us, God, healing. God, you're releasing in us healing. Healing spirit that comes from the Father. And God, no longer are we going to be held to the debt of the Father, our natural Father. But God, we're walking in the healing power of adoption. We're walking in the healing power of the blessing from the Father. And God, you are healing our minds. God, you are healing our hearts. And God, no longer will this be a hindrance to us. But God, now we're going to step through the thing that used to keep us back. Now we're stepping through that wall. And God, we're going to walk in the newfound freedom. We're going to walk in a new affirmation. We're going to walk in the new confidence. We're going to walk in the new love. We're going to walk in the new self-respect. We're going to walk, Father, right now, Lord, in the new anointing that comes from a relationship with Abba Father. And God, right now, I release that healing power of Abba Father. I release that healing power of Abba Father on our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits, as we declare our love for you and receive your love for us. Come on.
I'm captivated by you. Never will you and I part. I fall deeply in love with you. You have stolen my heart. I'm captivated by you. Never will you and I part. Cause I'm falling deeply in love with you.
How many are thankful for the love of our Abba Father today? Yeah, you can give him a hand, that's fine. Today, before you leave, let me remind you of two things. First of all, if you want to buy the book, make sure you step back there and buy your books for your classes on Wednesday nights. Those are $12 for the workbooks. And then today, if you want to be involved in the family life ministry, don't forget the dinner tonight at 6 o'clock. Turn around, get someone a high five, give them a hug, and say, man, it was good to be with you today. Let's walk in God's love today. Amen.